Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur in the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vov Halacha Dalet. We saw in the previous shiur the yisod that there are two dinim in shalal in the spoils in the booty. One is midin kinyan kibush melchama, as part of the acquisition when they capture in war, and another is midin kili. That's the way of destroying the enemy. When one does a din to kill the males of the other faction, of the enemy of the other nation, and in addition, there's also a din to take their property. It's also part of the kili. And the nafkamina is that there's a din chaluka when it comes to items that were taken as far as kibush molchama is concerned. When you take for kibush molchama, then there's a chaluka between the king and the people. When you take stam biza for shalal to as kilui to destroy, so then there's no chaluka and you can do whatever you want with it. You can even destroy it. There's no bal tashchis. That's the yisod hadvarim that we learned in the previous shiur. One thing that's not clear to me is that when we learn the Rambam Melachim 4:9, where we learn first kol arugei hamelech mimoinim lamelech, all of those who are executed by the king, their property belongs to the king. And then we spoke about the chalukas habiza, so that the soldiers bring it to the king. He's entitled to one half. He takes his portion. The second half is divided between the combat soldiers and the people who remained in the camp. So that's chalukah. So here we're talking about what's taken midin kibush molchama. So midin kibush molchama, there's a chalukah. And at the beginning of the halacha, we're talking about the biza midin kilui. Kol haruge melech, amelech mamonam lamelech. That's midin kilui. That's part of the way he executes the person, and all of his money also belongs. That's also part of the kilui. That's taking the biza midin kilui. And then weiter on the halacha, we're talking about taking the biza midin kibush molchama. However, it's the same biza. In other words, that's why even kol haruge melech mamonim lamelech is also a type of biza. It's just a different type of biza, right? It's a biza midin kilui. Mashenk, right? That's part of killing the person, is also taking away his money. So that's biza midin kilui. And then weiter, we have biza midin kibush molchama. But anyway, al kopanim, it's in the same category. So now we'd like to explain. So now we have these two types of booty. And we saw it by Sichon and Og, right, that they destroyed the biza of Og because they already had enough, and it's not Baal Tashchis because they're allowed to do that. That's Midin Kilui. And if it was Midin Chaluka, they would be allowed to do that, but Midin Kilui, they're allowed to destroy it. And we had to mention that based on this, we can explain a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. So now we are going to proceed to that Gemara. And with this Yisod of these two Dinim, we're going to be able to explain the Gemara B'Siyata Dishmaya. A Gemara Shem Daberet al a famous story with Sancheiriv, and 185,000 soldiers died. So it is written, again, this is Sanhedrin 94b. It's a verse in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 4. And your spoils shall be gathered like the gathering of the locusts. V'usaf shalalchem oisef hechosil, amar lehem hanavi. So that's, and your spoil shall be gathered like the gathering of the locusts. As the advance of the locusts shall he advance. The prophet said to the Jewish people, gather your spoils from the army of Sancheiriv. Isfu shalalchem. Amru loy. They said back, lachloik, livzois oi lachloik. Are we to pillage the spoils? Or are we to divide the spoils? He said to them, "Ka'osef hachasil, ma'osef hachasil, kol echad ve'echad la'atzmai, av shalalchem kol echad ve'echad la'atzmai." He said to them, "Gather the spoils like the gathering by the locusts, just as in the gathering by the locusts, each and every one of the locusts takes food for himself. So too, in your gathering your spoils, each and every one of you shall take spoils for himself." So they said back to him, to the prophet, since the army of Sancheiriv came to Yerushalayim after its conquest of the kingdom of Israel, isn't the property of the 10 tribes intermingled with it, and therefore gathering the spoils would be robbery? He said to them, Amar lehem, kimashak gave him shoykek boy. Ma gave him halalu mailen as adam itumel taira. Af memoinim shaysol came shalfeiru misoilam miyad tiher. Like Rav Papa learns that Amon and Moav tiru b'sichoin. So the Gemara says that he said to them, "Is the advance of the locusts that gave him shall he advance?" That's Isaiah chapter 33, verse 4. That's the hemshech of the pasuk we had quoted previously. Just as these pools of water elevate a person, right? Just like Ma gave him halalu. Pools of water elevate a person up from a state of ritual impurity to a state of purity through immersion, so to the property of the Jewish people, once it falls in the hands of Gentiles, it merely purifies the property in the sense that it is no longer considered robbery to take it, as its owners despair of its recovery. And this is in accordance with the statement of Rav Papa. Rav Papa says the property of Ammon and Moab were purified, or was purified, through the conquest of Sichon. Although the Torah rendered it prohibited to conquer the land of Ammon and Moab, once Sichon conquered their land, it was permitted for Jewish people to conquer it. So too, this property originally was forbidden, and now it is permitted because it had been captured first by the Goyim, and therefore there's no longer a problem of Gzela. Ad kan midivrei ha-Gemara, Baruch Hashem, zechinu lelmod kama shurot ba-Gemara, b'mesechet Sanhedrin, b'daf tzadi dalet, amud bet, Rashi, בדיבור המתחיל לשלל, מפרש, שהסופי קוים כל אחד ואחד לעצמוי, אוי לחלוק ביחד ממוין, שנשאר מסן חרב. רשי writes, את לושן רשי, כל אחד ואחד לעצמוי, אוי לחלוק ביחד אויסוי ממוין, שנשאר מחל סן חרב. הסופי קיה, should everybody take the money for himself, or should they divide up together that money that remained from the army of Sancheirev. So should they take everyone for themselves, or should they split it up evenly? That is Rashi. Ve'al ze posha to kol echad ve'echad. And on that, what was the answer? The answer is no. Take kol echad ve'echad la'atzmoy. Everybody take for himself. And on that they said, oh, what about the Gezel of Aseres HaShvatim? And then he said, no, it's a heter. First it came to Yad Akum, so you're allowed to take it. Since there was a middleman, there was an intermediary, the Goyim took it in the meantime, so it's no longer Gezel. So we have to understand, what are the Tzadei HaSofik? So my Shna, Mikol Chalukas HaShalom B'Mulchama, that here you would have it sad that it wouldn't have to be apportioned, that it wouldn't have to be given out. It wouldn't have to be distributed evenly. But rather, everybody takes to himself. What's the Tzad like that? Tzarech Biul Tzadei HaSofik. And why is it that only after he answered the question, Neutlin kol echad ve'echad la'atzmoy, they said, oh, what about Momen Aseres HaShavotim? Excuse me, you could have asked for Momen Aseres HaShavotim before. Only after he said everybody takes for himself, what about Gezel? Even if it would have been Lachlok, even if they would have apportioned it evenly, it also would have been a problem, for the people to take it for themselves. Because it's Gezel. So it is worthwhile looking in the Aruch Lener and the Sefer Amud Deor, Simen Kuf Yud Beis Ois Yud Zayin, in a gloss. So again, we want to understand what the Tzadei HaSafek are. Take it for yourself or have it in Chalukah. And the thing we wanted to understand is why only ask the question of Gezel after the answer is take everything for yourself. And they could have asked it before. No matter what the answer was, they could have already, even if it was in Chalukah, they should also could have asked it's Gezel. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. Sheomna maitasha milchama vaidezechiv hariga schorim bekiwi hamachayiv Kanal gam netilas memainim. So here we're dealing with a war. We're waging war against Sancheiriv. And on that, there's a chiyuv to kill their zecharim, as we saw in the pasuk, the Rambam. And there's also kilui, right? Not only killing their zecharim, but also taking their money. That's part of kilui mamona. But din kibush vekinin yesh loimar shekeven shelohem haragum ela nehergu al yidei neis. But now we're dealing with the din kibush, the din kinyan, since it wasn't they who killed. Because they were killed. In other words, the Jews didn't kill Sancheirib's army. They were killed with a miracle. So that's not a kibush, that's not a kinyan. V'rak chiyuv hariga d'toli b'mulchama ika. And there is only a chiyuv to kill, that's toli in mulchama, because sof sof ba'alein b'mulchama. But there's no kibush here, there's no kinyan. So that was their suffix. Im din hachaluka sheish b'chol mulchama machmas din shalo de kibushu. Dekanal, v'kanal. Shemitzad din kilui, oya din chaluke v'kol echad v'echad makayim din ze kafi yecholtoi. U'bemele shekan she'en o'ele din biza. Ein din shalo ele lovuz bilvad. V'kanal inyan lovuz b'loshen bizayin she'en shal kilui. O shegam din kilui yesh bo din chaluka. V'adin kan din chaluka. So that was, this was their suffix. So they're at war, but they didn't actually go ahead and kill. So maybe you have here the inyan of kilui, of killing. That's, they had, that was done in a shamayim. But there's no inyan of kibush and kinyan. Only a chiyuv hariga, because sof sof they came l'melchama. So their suffix was, if the din chaluka that we have in every milchama is because of the shalal of the kibush. And kibush is mitzad the kinyan, right? They captured it, and memela their kone. But if it would be mitzad kilui, destroying, there was no din chaluka. Everybody takes whatever they want to take. And there's no din of splitting it up evenly among the soldiers and the people waiting with it, and the people waiting on the kalim, the people back at home, and the people and the king. There's no din of chaluka, because everybody's just taking for themselves. It's just din of abiza, lovus, right? Like we saw in the previous shir, that bazaznu, when it talks about v'chol behema v'shal ha'arim bazonu lanu, milashim bizayim, milashim levazis, that it's just destroying, getting rid of. That's the whole point. You can take it for yourself, you can burn it, you can throw it in the ocean, you can do whatever you want, but there's no din of chaluka there. Din is just to take away from the enemy. That's part of destroying the enemy, is also taking their spoils. So therefore, there'd be no din of kilu here. There would be a din of kilu. Why would there be a din of kilu? Because they were killed, and in addition to killing them, so you also have to take their stuff. That's lavus. But there's no din shalo, there's no din of chaluka. There's no din of giving everything, of giving it out evenly, because that's not the point here. The point here is just lavus, milashin bizayin, inyan kilui. Because there wasn't any proper kibush mulchama, there was no kibush here, there was no kinyan. There was just, they died, so they as part of their dying, part of that deal is that you also take their things. That's part of the kilui, that's part of the destruction of killing them. Kilui is destroying. So destroy by kill, that God killed them, that's the nace. And then you also take their property. On the other hand, the other side of their suffix was no. Maybe even though there's a din kili, there's still a din chaluka. In a chinami, they understand it was kili, but there is a din chaluka for kili. So that was there. They knew it was kili here. There was no kibush. If we were regular kibush, so then you would have chaluka. But here there's no kibush. So this din kili, does it have a chaluka or does it not have a chaluka? That was their shaila. And on that, the answer was given. It's like the chasil, it's like the locusts. So it's biza and kilui, that's what the chasil does. And there's no chaluka. There's kilui ade kol echad v'echad. There's no apportioning, there's no distributing, there's no giving out. It's just you destroy. And now that they received this answer, they said, what about Mamon Aseres HaShvatim? If there was a psak that there was a din chaluka mitzad kinyan kibush, Bal korchenu mizeh sheyesh inyan shel kibush mulchana v'kinyan al yidei zeh v'shuv ein gzeila b'mamon aseres hashvatim shekano akoivshin. One second. Let's say they would have gotten a psak that there was a din of chaluka. If they would have gotten a psak that there was a din of chaluka, then they would have said, there's a din of chaluka. So maybe that's because, where does chaluka connect to? It connects to kibush and kinyan. There's chaluka, like we said in the previous shir, where there's kibush, where there's kinyan, then there's the din of chaluka. So if there would have been a din chaluka, then they would have understood that maybe there's a tzad here of kibush. You're right, they weren't actually waging the war. It was God who killed Sanherib's army. But sof kol sof, it was in the framework of war. So maybe when we're capturing it, if there's a din chaluka, maybe that means there's an inyan of kibush mulchama here. And if there's a din of kibush mulchama, of course, there's no din of gzela b'mamon aseres hashvatim, shekanu wakovshim. Right, the Dvar Avram talks about this in Chelek Aleph and Simen Yer Aleph, Chelek Beis and Simen Samach Vav, and Simen Vav, that he talks about Akum b'kinyan kibush, that goyim have a kinyan kibush. So if there would be a psak of a din chaluka, what's a din chaluka predicated upon? The din chaluka is predicated upon the kinyan kibush. So it must be that there's some inyan of kibush mulchama here, there's some inyan of kinyan. Then there's no gzela by the moment of the aseres hashvatim, because we're dealing with kibush. And therefore, it's pashat that the goyim were kovish, and they took the money for themselves, and now you're allowed to take it. But since there's a pshat, the answer was, is it din biza? So then they thought, oh, there's a din biza. So la'olam ken hu din hashalal b'chol mulcham. It's always like that with the shalal. And the chaluka, the giving out, is seder b'kilui. Mitzat sof sof nilchamu. To mishum hachi ikadan gim chaluka liyoshim ala kelim. So now they're thinking, wait a second. If there was an inyan of chaluka, then maybe it's mitzad kibush milchama. And if it's mitzad kibush milchama, right, that's because that's predicated on kibush milchama. Then if it's predicated on kibush milchama, then there's no din of gezel here. Because just like we are kovish them, they were kovish the Jews when they were kovish the Aser, when they captured the Zeres HaShavatim, so they made a kibush mulchama. So Mamela, when we're taking it, there's no gezel. But now they hear that it's biza. So they said, oh, it's biza, meaning what's biza? Biza meaning milashan bizayon, meaning milashan lavuz, not just shalal, but milashan lavuz, to disgrace, in other words, just destroy, to din kilui. So they thought maybe there's a chaluka midin kilui. Even though there's a kilui, the seder of the kilui, how do you destroy their items? By giving it out to us, by apportioning it amongst the Jewish people, by distributing it amongst the Jewish people. Ve'achaluku seder b'kilui, mitzat shesof sof nilchamu, demishum hachi ika gam din chaluka liyoshim ala kelim. So they thought that there's always a din shalal b'chol ha-milchama, and the chaluka, that's the seder ha-kilui. Because when they waged war, so the way to destroy the enemy's items is by taking it away and then giving it out. And that's why the Yoshua Malakalim, those who stay back at the camp, also get a portion. V'kan shelo lachamu. But here they didn't fight, so we don't have this in you. And there's where the psak is, livzos. But here there's no chaluka, because they didn't fight. If they would have fought, then, in other words, they're assuming it's always a din kilui. Just if you fight, and there are people staying back in the camp and guarding the kelim, so then there's a din of kilui, and the din kilui is to give out part of it to you and part to the people who stayed back. But here, where they didn't actually fight, you don't have this inyan, and therefore there's an inyan of livzos, of lavus, of just destroying it, of taking it, without having to give it out to everybody. And if that's the case, then there's a nidon of gezel. So we do have a problem of gezel. In other words, the havamin is to negate the whole inyan of kibush mulchama. And therefore the answer is no. There is a kinyan kibush. And there is normally a kinyan kibush. And like when the goyim, when Sancheirav captured from the Aseres HaShvatim, there was a kinyan kibush, like the Gemara's gears of Amun Amor of Tiru B'Sichon. Just here, there was no kibush mitzad us, there was no kibush. But mitzad the goyim, there was kibush. And therefore, you don't have to worry about gezel. So again, their suffix was, when we are taking these spoils from the army of Sancheiriv, are we taking it midin kilui, and therefore everybody can just take it for themselves? Is it pshat that kilui is that everybody is just taking it for themselves? Or is pshat in kilui that there is a chalukah, that it has to be a portion? And if it, even though, but again, here they didn't, there was no kibush mulchama. So therefore there wasn't it said that it was mitzad the kibush. It was biza, and therefore everybody could take for himself kilui, just destroying, or maybe kilui also has a din chalukah. And then if kilui biza has a din chalukah, then that's predicated upon what din? That's predicated upon the din of kibush milchama. And then the answer given to them was, no, it's biza, you just take everybody for themselves, that's the kilui. And they said, oh, if that's true, then maybe there is no kibush. How were the goyim koivish? Who says the goyim's koivish works midin kinyan? Who says the goyim were kind of what belonged to the Aseres HaShvatim? And if the goyim weren't kind of what belongs to Aseres HaShvatim, then what we're taking is gezel. So now all of a sudden they're concerned with gezel because they were omitting the kibush from the equation. Because the answer was on the tzad that's an inyan of lavus, an inyan of kili without chalukah. If there would be a din chalukah, so like we said in the previous year, so if there's kibush mulchama, if there's a kinyan, then the kinyan is a portion among everybody. But if it's stam a din of kili without kibush mulchama, so then everybody takes whatever they want. So here they were omitting kibush mulchama from the equation, meaning there was no chalukah. There's no chalukah, so everybody's doing what they want. So maybe there's no kinyan kibush at all. And it's just biza. And if that's the case, then they stole it from the Jews. What right did they have to take it from the Jews? They didn't make a proper kinyan. So now they're thinking that when there is chalukah, in those times when there's chalukah, it's when they actually wage the war. Then there's a proper chalukah. And when they don't wage a war, they have to give a chalukah because sof milchamu, they waged war. And they were war fighting, and there were people staying back watching the luggage, watching their kalim. So memela, there's a din of chalukah. But again, that chalukah is all midin biza. That's their way of doing kilui. The whole chalukah is midin kilui. And here, where they didn't wage war, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu waged the war for them, so then there's nothing to give to the people at home, and you just do your own kilui. And if that's true, there's and again, now we're taking kibush milchama out of the equation. There's no proper kibush milchama. And then the answer is, no, there is a kinyan kibush ba'alma, like the Gemara's gear said, v'amen wav tir b'sichon, we weren't allowed to capture sichon, but then... And we weren't allowed to capture Ammon and Moab, but then Sichon captured, and then we were allowed to capture Sichon. So too, you're not allowed to take the Jews' money. But once the Goyim took it, they made their Kinyan Kibush Mulchama. And once they took their Kinyan Kibush Mulchama, so then now we are allowed to take it, and it's not going to be Gezel. The only thing is so why isn't there a Chalukah? The reason there's no Chalukah is because now you're not making a Kibush. You're not making a Kibush in a Kinyan because you didn't wage war. So that's not kibush and kinyan. So it's just lavus. It's just everybody can take for themselves. You don't have to have chalukah, but that doesn't mean that when there is a chalukah, there's no such thing as kibush. Yeah, there is a yesod of kibush, and that's what the goyim did when they took away Sancheiriv, when they took away from the Aseres HaShvatim their items, their possessions. So that was midin kibush mulchama. So you can't knock kibush mulchama out of the equation. So at the beginning, there was a tzad that there was chalukah, and that's miyusar al kinyan kibush mulchama. Even though here there is no kibush mulchama by the Jews against Sancheiriv because they didn't wage war. But there was a tzad that there was going to be a chalukah, even though there was no war, because even if there's a din kilui, the din kilui has a din chalukah. This din kilui has a din chalukah. Just like there's a din of Chalukah by Kibush Molchama. That's what it's predicated upon. The din of Chalukah by Kibush Molchama. So the question is, what happens here where they're not actually fighting? And the answer is here, he didn't fight, everybody could take for himself. Or he didn't fight, everybody could take for themselves. So maybe in general, there's no din of Kibush Molchama, and it's completely out of the equation, and everybody can just, and if there is a din Chalukah, it's because sometimes when you wage war, that's part of the lavus, that there's a din Chalukah. And if they don't wage war, then you just all take it for yourself. But there's no Kibush Molchama and Meilat Gezel. And so Kamash Malah, then no, that there is Kibush Molchama, and Meila, there's going to be no power problem of Gezel. And now we can also understand the Lishna Achrina in Rashi. Rashi has a Lishna Achrina. Lachlok, what's the suffix? Their suffix was, Lachlok Lachayr Mashanu Shailim. Maybe we should give it away to others. Aval Anu Asirim Boisir Shal Shaman Shabazim Yaseris Shabbat Nimuruv Bodika Mishum Gezel. But we're aser in that shalom because the mammon that they took away from the aseres hashvatim is mixed in, and therefore there's going to be a din of gezel. So we have to understand what's the sinyan here of giving it away to others. If it doesn't belong to you, then just leave it alone. So the answer is no. There's a din kilu here, like we said, and the din kilu requires you to do something. Take it away. You can't just leave it with them. But you can't take it for yourself because of the problem of gezel. So Mimela, what do you have to do? Right? They decide that what do they have to do? They had to give it to say to someone else. They give it away to someone else. The others are Koneid Midin Yeosh Vishini Rishus. So now there's Yeosh Vishini Rishus. So they did the Kilui by taking it away and giving it to someone else. That's Indian giving it to others. So again, we see this Indian of Kilui by the Mammon, of destroying. The way to destroy it is to take it away. You take it away either for yourself or you give it to others. And again, if it's captured, if there's a Kibush Molcham involved, then it has to be apportioned evenly. That's not B'Torah's Kilui. But if it's B'Torah's Kilui, then it doesn't have to be apportioned. You just all take it for yourselves. And here that you have to have Kilui, so Rashi says in Lishna Achrina, Seder, you can't take it for yourself because it's Gezel, because they stole it. It was taken from the Aseres HaShvatim, even though, again, the teretz is that no, it was a kibush molchama miyatir. It falls in the hands of the umas ha'olam miyatir. Now it's purified. Now it's not gezel anymore. Because the original text umas ha'olam, then they change it to avodah zarah like always the censor. But the point is that once the goyim take it, so that purified it, it's no longer gezel because they, I don't want to say captured it fair and square, but they made their kibush molchama. And Mimela, you can take it. But anyway, we see here their tzad was that they can't keep it from themselves. They have to give it away. That's mitzad, the kilui. And with this, of course, we can understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Nun Tes, Amud Aleph. And that, sweetest friends, and a Gemara in Chulin, and Daf Pei Tes, Amud Aleph. And that, sweetest friends, is Unzer Avoida Ha'avoda Shelanu Lashi'ur Haba Bezrat Hashem Besidra Nifla'a Zot V'ani Modeh Lechem Me'od Me'od שהאזנתם, ואני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה עריבה עליכם, כמו שהייתה עריבה מסירת השיעור עליי. תודה רבה, רבה רבה, על ההאזנה, ובעזרת השם, נמשיך בפעם הבאה. שלום שלום, אהבה ידעים רב רבותיי.